land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Hour number two on this Thursday, September 19th, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. The jobs wage issue, two sides of the story. Yesterday in Lansing, Republicans held a press conference. Save the jobs was a little picture put up at the podium as the Republicans got up and spoke. Years before the Senate Minority Leader Eric Nesbitt became a lawmaker, he said he scooped ice cream at the Hayloft Ice Cream Parlor in Van Buren County while he attended college. Now, about 23 years after graduating from Hillsdale College, Nesbitt is calling out Senate Democrats for not taking swift action to preserve Michigan's current tipping system. This afternoon, the Senate Republicans press conference came after Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brinks informed reporters that there's not going to be a deadline, quote unquote, for determining how the Senate will address the Michigan Supreme Court's recent ruling, which forces all food service workers to receive a regular minimum wage salary as opposed to a sub-minimum wage salary with tips. For right now, Brinks said she's taking everything in from everybody who stands to be impacted. Well, speaking about his old tip job, Nesbitt said at the end of the day, it really meant flexibility for when I was in college. Helped me to save some money. Even though the wage wasn't that great, because I gave good service to the customers, I would always get tips. The tip jar was always full at the end of the day. What the Supreme Court did back in July means that it's going to destroy hundreds of small businesses. Tens of thousands of workers will be out of work. They won't have the chance to make money like I did. Nesbitt said the whole server industry will have to be transformed, all as a way for Democrats to pay back some deep-pocketed union folks, quote-unquote, on their side of the aisle. If they don't take prompt policy actions, these jobs and businesses will go away. Now, what is this all about? July 31st, a ruling by the Michigan Supreme Court said that tipped workers would see a gradual elimination of their tip credit system. Basically, increasing their guaranteed minimum wage to go up, thereby causing customers to have to pay more for the goods, products, and services, thereby probably lowering the tips. Unless a bill is signed into law, tipped employees will go into effect mid-February 2025 and every year until 2030. We'll finish up this story on the other side. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
From Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Got on board a westbound 747.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Continuing this story about the Republicans' perspective of the Michigan Supreme Court's ruling on July 31st, which is going to increase minimum wage that small businesses, restaurants, bars will have to pay their wait staff, their food staff, people that cook our food, serve us our food. They will get more money from the business as a forced, higher paid minimum wage. Starting February of this next year, 2025, and every year thereafter until 2030, their minimum wages will go up. So basically, tipped employees must be compensated at least 60%, growing from today's 48%, of a new hourly minimum wage of $10.65. Could be adjusted for inflation up to $13.29 an hour. By the time February 21st, 2030 approaches, the same tipped employees will see the tip credit system completely abolished and will be earning $15 an hour, the same as other workers. However, according to Indeed Incorporated job listings website, the average server in Michigan, listen to this, the average server in Michigan earns $110 per day on tips, about $27 more than the current minimum wage worker working a traditional 8-hour day. During yesterday's press conference, Nesbitt's office, Senate Republican caucus members, shared their experiences as being tipped workers in their younger days. Nesbitt said his experience taught him how to provide good customer service to be productive. He earned the best tips when he messed up. I don't understand this. Oh, I'm sorry. When a mess up occurred and customers got leftover ice cream out of the deal, order was messed up, they had leftover ice cream, they shared it with the customers in the store. He said the tips that day was amazing. Instead of throwing the food away, they gave it to the customers while the customers rewarded them with huge tips. Senator Kevin Daley said his son was basically able to graduate from Western Michigan University without any debt due to him being a waiter at a high-end restaurant during his college years in Kalamazoo. Our own state senator, John DeMuth, Harbor Springs, said his earliest job was at the Turkey's Pizzeria in Harbor Springs. Having been in the Senate, he would still say, "I think it was my favorite job I've ever had." Not enjoying your time in the Senate, eh, John? He went on to say, "These are good jobs. I've never seen a policy that's supposed to help people who don't want their help. They're saying basically, leave us alone. Our structure, our pay structure is great. Why are we then forcing them to change their system?" DeMuth said. The restaurant industry is predicting 20% of the restaurants will be gone by the end of next year if this decision, this policy is left in place. That's a lot, especially in a district like mine. In northern Michigan, half of our industry could be affected. Nesbitt said the Senate should have voted on this legislation addressing the Michigan Supreme Court's decision a month ago. When asked if he was comfortable with the deal where the state's standard minimum wage does rise as instructed by the ruling, this tipping system is continued, Nesbitt said. But so, let's all sit down at the table and handle this issue with discussions. We, the Republicans, are ready to do that. Well, between May of 2023 through January of this year, 2024, Restaurant Business Magazine reported the full-service restaurants in Washington, D.C. had to eliminate 1,300 jobs, or roughly 5% of their workforce, since they phased out the tip credit system. Meanwhile, sit-down restaurants in the suburbs outside of D.C. added 2,000 jobs positions, representing a 3% boost in their overall workforce numbers. Why? Because the workers there were able to accept the lower minimum wage and continue with the tipping system. Bottom line, Nesbitt said, the governor is going to be writing billion-dollar checks for thousands of jobs, when at the same time they're phasing out a system that could be stopped without a dime of state money. This is all about regulations. Actually being the voice of the people that seem to feel that they're voiceless right now. Lansing's not listening. The court didn't listen. And now they're going to mess with their jobs. Well, that's the Republican perspective. Now, the unions, what are they having to say about this issue? The unions are saying no to the tipped wage restoration. A few hundred tip workers rallied outside the Capitol yesterday to urge lawmakers to restore the state's tip wage system at restaurants before changes take place early next year. But there are no signs the majority Democrats are interested in moving in that direction. Well, the Michigan AFL-CIO, the SEIU, the United Food and Commercial Workers, and other unions wrote to House Speaker Joe Tate and Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brinks that they oppose any move to scale back reform pushed by 600,000 Michiganders who signed the One Fair Wage ballot proposal. The union groups advised Michigan's legislators to let the Michigan Supreme Court decision stand as it is and continue to lead Michigan towards a future where workers and their families can thrive, according to their letter. Why are the unions doing this? Why are they writing this letter? Why are they advocating with the legislators in Lansing, let the Supreme Court decision stand? Why? Two reasons. Number one, there's no way for the unions to track the waiters, the food preparers, the cooks, the people who actually work in these restaurants and bars. There's no way for the union to track their tips. No way. The only way they can track their income is by having a paid wage. They then have the ability to track those wages and unionize these restaurants, these businesses, charge them union dues based on their wages. A percentage of their wage is what their union dues are based on. Well, there have been some Democratic lawmakers visible at Save My Tips, Save MI Tips coalition events. Representatives Liberati from Allen Park, Breen from Novi, Morgan from Ann Arbor, Renegans from Ann Arbor, Carrie Hope from Lansing, Senators Sam Singh of East Lansing, Democrat Senator Sue Sink of Ann Arbor, and Kevin Hertel from St. Clair Shores. However, the House and Senate caucuses are still split on what to do. Also, sources indicate the hesitancy among Tate's team to attempt to negotiate with the House Minority Leader, Matt Hall. They feel like they had a Lucy and the football experience. They feel that they've tried to cut deals with him in the past, and then he's pulled the rug out from underneath them at the last moment. So the unions want the Supreme Court decisions upheld. Tipped workers are totally against it. And here's the problem. We are on a timeline, folks. We're talking mid-February of this coming year, 2025, is when this is supposed to go into effect. February 21st, actually. When that happens, I can tell you already, a lot of small businesses, small restaurants, they're going to lay off workers. Keep the best workers they have because they got to pay them higher minimum wage. The others are going to lose their jobs. And even from the owners' mouths themselves, if they're forced to pay these higher wages and they can't keep all of their staff, which they're barely struggling to get by with now, if they lose any workers, they're closing their doors. Stop and think about that. How many of your small mom-pa diners and restaurants that you probably go to, breakfast places, lunches, maybe even dinners, they're still open for those? How many of those are going to go completely out of business? Now, here's what could happen. The legislature could now theoretically change it back. And that's what hundreds of servers and bartenders rallied for at the Capitol yesterday, urging the lawmakers to do. They say they make far more in tips, with today's culture giving them between 15 to 20% tips based on the cost of the bill, as opposed to making a higher minimum wage and maybe getting $1 or $2 or maybe no tip at all. Stop and think about it. If you go into a restaurant that you've normally been going to for years, you've been ordering, I don't know, fish and chips, chicken fried steak, your eggs and bacon with toast, whatever it is, you've been paying a set price. It's been that way for maybe the last year or two. This goes into effect. All of a sudden, you notice there's less waiters or waitresses in the restaurant, and they've raised their prices. If you're having to pay more for that same meal that you've enjoyed for the last year or two, are you going to tip when you find out that the price they charge you for the meal went up because now the waitresses are making more money per hour under a forced higher minimum wage? No, you're not going to tip 20%. You may tip a dollar or two like they're saying. You may not even tip at all.